Right now at 6, we're following breaking news. A 15-year-old girl is at the center of a new statewide Amber Alert. What we know about the surge.
And we continue to watch the chance of some showers and storms pushing through tonight and some strong storms tomorrow. I'll go over the timing and our risk coming up.
Plus, panic at a North Carolina mall when shots were fired near the food court. Who investigators believe is behind it. Well, we begin with a live look at the radar right now. Storms are popping up across our area tonight. Look at that. A flash flood warning is in effect for Wake and Franklin counties. Thanks for joining us this evening. I'm Julian Grace. Well, tomorrow we're tracking a level 2 risk for severe storms for most of the state. That's why we've issued a WRAL weather alert day. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center tracking these storms and, of course, tomorrow's threat. Anthony.
Julian, it's another busy night where, as you mentioned, we do have that flash flood warning. And then tomorrow, the level 2 out of 5 risk of strong storms. I want to get us right over, though, to radar right now. You notice across a large chunk of the triangle, we've been seeing these consistent rounds of showers and storms. Where you see that green polygon outline right there, that's our flash flood warning, including Wake County. And as we head up until about 7:45, that's when that's going to expire. Like I said, though, flash flood warning, we've seen several inches of rainfall already come down, and we're expecting about 2 more in that direction. So please be careful if you're headed in that part of our viewing area. Otherwise, some pretty strong cells just to the west of South Hill, Virginia. Definitely some lightning with that one pushing off to the east. And we take a wider view here heading down to the south. Sanford, we head toward Goldsboro, Fayetteville. Definitely a strong cell just to the south and west of Fayetteville as well. We're going to continue this coverage here over the next couple of hours. Once we lose that daytime heating, though, a lot of this should start to fizzle out. And then we're looking pretty quiet here to start tomorrow morning. Into tomorrow afternoon, though, level 2 out of 5 risk for strong severe storms. Looks like a lot of these start to push in between about 1 to 2 o'clock and then continue through the afternoon and evening. But it really looks like more so an early to late afternoon event for us as far as that strong storm potential. There's that level 2 out of 5 risk for us nearly the entire state, Julian. So we will walk through those specific threats for us tomorrow and show you if we have any drier weather on the way coming up here in a few minutes.
All right. So much to stay on top of. Thank you, Anthony. Let's go to some breaking news right now. In the last 2 hours, an Amber Alert was issued for a missing child. This is what else we know. We've been working with investigators to get more information, and investigators say the girl was taken from a Robinson County home by a woman in her 30s. This right here is 15-year-old Jocelyn Jacobs. She's at the center of this statewide search. Jocelyn is described as a Native American, about 5'2", weighing 135 pounds. She has black hair and brown eyes. She was last seen wearing a dark T-shirt, blue sweatpants with the lettering pink down the leg. Now, investigators believe the girl is with this woman, 37-year-old Maria Gunn. She has brown hair and brown eyes and sometimes wears glasses. The suspect is accused of taking the teenager from Alvin Road in Pembroke, driving toward Alabama in this white Ford Explorer with Alabama license plate 7252BK1. There it is right there. If you know anything about this vehicle or this woman, please contact the Robinson County Sheriff's Office. They want to hear from you, or also call 911. New at 6, police are trying to figure out who fired shots inside a North Carolina mall this afternoon. Now, this happened at Independence Mall in Wilmington around 2. Initially, people thought it was an active shooter situation, but police later said it was an incident involving people who knew each other. Officers say a shot was fired inside near the food court. No one was hurt. The mall is closed for the rest of the day. Police are still investigating. Also new at 6, we are happy to report a little girl who was at the center of an Amber Alert out of Beaufort County has been found safe and is at home this evening. Deputies have been searching for 3-year-old O'Reilly Tyler. Investigators believe Tyler had been with 54-year-old Stephanie Lee Spencer. No word yet on whether Spencer was located or arrested. We're reaching out to learn more about this investigation. Also new at 6, a police chase ended in a crash this afternoon in Carrboro. Police say they responded to a domestic assault call. When they arrived, the suspect took off in a car. Officers tried to stop them, but the person refused to stop and started driving erratically. Investigators used stop sticks, and the suspect was later arrested. A police car was damaged after being hit by the suspect's vehicle. Now, officers have not released the person's identity at this point, but as you know, we will continue to make phone calls to find out additional details. Let's talk about a foot chase involving a man and Surf City police. And we're also told it ended with the suspect drowning. Officers say they spotted a vehicle that had been stolen. Police say Jonathan J. Anthony III of Sneed's Ferry got out of the vehicle and officers tried to catch him. Police say that J. Anthony assaulted an officer and ran off into a retention pond, that is, and began to struggle. Officers say they tried to rescue J. Anthony, but he drowned. The officer who was assaulted had minor injuries. Now, the State Bureau of Investigation is looking into what happened. Durham police are investigating a shooting that sent a man to the hospital this morning. It happened around 10 a.m. on Liberty Street and Elm Street. Officers found a man who had been shot. Police say his injuries are not life-threatening. Police also call it an isolated incident. People have been enjoying the sights and sounds of other nations in Durham today. This was a celebration. This was the Durham Refugee Day celebration. The Freedom Family friendly event at Durham Central Park honored the courage, strength, and determination of refugees. It also educated attendees as it celebrated refugee and immigrant neighbors from around the world.
To get people together, get people to get to know one another, get people to get to work together and make Durham a more welcoming community for everyone.
Just love to see all of that diversity right there. Now, organizers say they are already planning for next year's Durham Refugee Day. A church in Randolph County will hold its service at a park tomorrow after a part of their building partially collapsed this week, causing a gas leak. Now, you may remember this story. We first brought you this story as breaking news Thursday night. Look at this gaping hole in the side of the Franklinville United Methodist Church. The cause of the collapse right now is still unknown. People are being told to avoid that area. Now, the pastor says the congregation will continue to meet somewhere else. State troopers responded to a crash after a car was hit by a train in Durham. It happened near Glover Road and Anger Avenue shortly before 11 p.m. last night. Officers say an intoxicated man parked his car on the railroad before it was struck. The driver was able to escape without injury, remarkably. He was charged with DWI, driving without a license, and failure to maintain lanes. All right, write this down right now. You won't be able to get on I-40 West from 70 West and Garner for the rest of the weekend. Crews are working on the 540 project. US 70 West is closed at NC 42, which is exit 320. Drivers will be detoured down NC 42 West to access I-40 West. The closure continues through Monday morning. We also have a reminder, crews have closed a section of South Austin Avenue in Durham through the weekend. That's so they can work on removing an old railroad bridge. The road closure is between Andrew Avenue and Durham Freeway. That's NC 147 if you want a little bit deeper description there. The road will reopen Monday morning at 6, weather permitting, though. Drivers can use the Durham Freeway, Fayetteville Street, and Main Street to get to areas to either side of the closure. The nationwide nursing shortage just keeps getting worse. We hate to report that. A look at how a family and a school in our area is trying to change all of that coming up. And let's take a live look outside in Raleigh over North Hills. A flash flood warning is in effect in Wake and Franklin counties right now, and we're tracking a level 2 risk for severe storms tomorrow. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione has all the details coming up in just a few minutes. Here's a look at Tower Cam. Can you see through the rain right there? Very foggy conditions. We have a crew out there right now giving us an update on the conditions out there. Well, welcome back. There are information checkpoints set up in the area of Riddle Avenue in Hillsboro this weekend. That's in response due to recent violence, block parties, and underage drinking. In the overnight hours last Wednesday, there were shots fired at a party. A 21-year-old woman and a 34-year-old man went to the hospital with gunshot wounds. Police are passing out flyers at checkpoints and working to learn who was involved in the violence. Well, here's an example on just how important nurses are. If you or your family end up in the hospital, you want a quality nurse by your side, right? There's just one big problem with that. The nation's shortage on nurses continues to get worse. But now a family in a school in Durham with deep ties to North Carolina nursing history are stepping up to try to change that. WREL's Eric Miller shows us how.
North Carolina's first male nurse picked up a lot of accolades in his life, but to Dr. Rona Reeves Tankard, he was just dad.
And I intend for my father to speak from the grave.
All right.
Her father, Dr. William Alfonso Reeves, will be able to do just that through a brand new nurse aid training center in East Durham, named in his honor.
This certifies War Memorial Nurse Aid Training Academy as a proprietary school licensed by the state of North Carolina.
Saturday, Tankard and her husband, Dr. Perry Tankard, held the grand opening with music.
And for your faithfulness.
And prayer.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tankard says they hope the first class will walk these halls in August. They'll welcome 10 students at a time from all backgrounds for a five-week course. The goal, to get each certified as a nurse's aide.
And every nurse, RN, has to start as a nurse's aide.
The academy is opening as demand for nurses remains critical. Research released by the National Council of the State Boards of Nursing earlier this year estimated 900,000 RNs intend to leave the field in the next 5 years. Another recent study by UNC found North Carolina is facing a projected shortage of more than 12,000 nurses over the next decade.
That is important for this community, and that's what we're all about.
The Tankards say they want this program to uplift not only the healthcare industry, but this neighborhood and its people. A legacy of peace for War Academy.
He was a nurse extraordinaire, so he went the extra mile. That's why that's our motto.
In Durham, Eric Miller, WRAL News.
Love the history there, and congratulations to the Tankards. So I know you're wondering, how can you get involved? The Tankards are currently asking the community to help provide scholarships and support. You can find out how to do just that on our website at WRAL.com. Well, if you want to grab some stamps today, do it before the prices go up. Tomorrow, first class stamps will cost 66 cents. That's up from 63 cents. The Postal Service says the increase is needed to offset rising operating expenses. The agency expects to lose $4.5 billion this year. Wow. Two big lottery jackpots are still up for grabs tonight. The Powerball jackpot now sits at $615 million. Now, the cash value is only $310 million. Well, you can watch that drawing live right here on WRL just before our 11 o'clock news. And we can't forget about the Mega Millions jackpot. It has climbed to $480 million. That's after no one matched all five numbers, plus the Mega Ball in last night's drawing. The cash option is $240.7 million. The next Mega Millions drawing is Tuesday night again, live at 11 o'clock, right here on WRAL. Well, has it been hot this summer so far? Well, climate scientists fear 2023 could be the hottest year on record. Here's why they feel that way. Last month, the world experienced its warmest June since record keeping began. And this week, the planet's average daily temperature soared to highs unseen in modern records by both U.S. and European climate agencies. Scientists say the records are likely the highest in at least 100,000 years. Surface temperatures in the oceans also reached record levels last month. Wow, very interesting there. Well, we are still seeing some heavy rain in Wake County right now. You see it right there where flash flood warning, is in effect. And Anthony, you are tracking all of those storms right now.
Yeah, we've certainly seen it really coming down across a large part of our viewing area. Certainly a couple inches of rainfall here where we have that flash flood warning in place right now. And I'll talk about that here shortly. But let's get us over to Dual Doppler 5000 and zoom in kind of where we're seeing the bulk of that rainfall right now. It's really been pushing across Wake County and the Triangle here for most of us over the past couple of hours. The flash flood warning is where you see outlined in that green polygon right there. That goes until 7:45 tonight. We've seen upwards of about 2 inches of rainfall in some spots outlined there, and we're expecting the potential for up to another 1 to 2 inches. So just keep that in mind if you're headed out. There could be some flooding on some of the roads out there. This heavier pocket, about an inch and a quarter, and you see about 3/4 of an inch as you head up toward a bund. So it's just very dependent on your location, but that is definitely going to be a concern for us this evening. We head up toward Mecklenburg County. This is pushing towards South Hill, Virginia, just pushing through Chase City as well. Lots of lightning with this one, lots of heavy rainfall, so give that one some time to move on through. And And then down to the south, a pretty strong line just to the south of Fayetteville. I-95 going to be a pretty wet drive heading down toward Lumberton, and these are all pushing to the east. So very similar here to what we've seen the past couple of days, where they bubble up, they get that daytime heating. When we lose the heating, a lot of these should start to fizzle out. But if you're out and about over the next couple of hours, certainly take that umbrella with you and just make sure to stay weather aware. Here's 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, though. We head out the door for any early sunrise services or just church going on tomorrow morning, coffee, things like that to start your Sunday. It should be relatively quiet by this point. I think we'll see some sunshine peeking through, even lunchtime looking pretty good. But into the early afternoon, 1, 2, 3 o'clock or so, that's when we start to introduce our strong storm risk from the Storm Prediction Center. They have us in a level 2 out of 5 tomorrow. By 7 o'clock, I think a lot of this will be wrapping up. And so it really is an early to mid-afternoon event for us. Even there's 9 o'clock, just a few light showers still hanging on. And then into tomorrow evening, we should be a lot quieter. There's that level 2 out of 5 risk, though, for a large chunk of this state. We're looking at all of our viewing area. Looks like the primary concern for us tomorrow would be some gusty winds, maybe some very small hail. It really does look like a wind event for us at this point with any of those cells that get going. Like we're seeing this evening, though, there could be some localized pockets where, of course, we get lots of lightning and it comes down really heavily. So just keep that in mind if you have any plans tomorrow. It's looking like if you can steer them toward the morning, that's going to be a better bet. Otherwise, tonight, low 70s for temperatures. We'll go for those scattered showers and storms here over the next couple of hours. Afternoon storms for us tomorrow. It will still be hot with temperatures near 90. We really don't see a big break from that heat and humidity as we go throughout the extended forecast here the next 7 days. It is going to be a weather alert day, though, for us tomorrow. That level 2 out of 5 risk will keep you covered here. Just make sure to stay weather aware. 84 there on Monday. That's the coolest relative temperature we have on the map. And then lots of sunshine there, Julian, as we head throughout most of this week. And look at those temperatures next weekend. We got 97 back in the forecast, so it'll be hot.
You stated it earlier, Anthony, no break at all when it comes to the heat.
Yeah.
Maybe on Monday, but that's about it.
Yeah, it's sticking with us.
Okay. All right, thanks, Anthony. Look who's here, Pat. Pat, I was looking around, and it looks like NC State will have a lot of new faces this year.
Yeah, especially on defense on that side of the ball. They're going to need a lot of new leaders, and Shaheem Battle looks to be one of them. I took a trip to his hometown of Rocky Mount, where he explained why his city means so much and how he plans to give back. Next. When you line up against NC State corner Shaheem Battle, you're going on an island. But in his hometown of Rocky Mount, he's never alone. The city has supported him in his dreams. This summer, he's returning the favor.
Go. Break. Good. That's what I'm talking about.
The cornerback has become...
I'm just really in camp mode right now. I feel like I call myself Coach B.
The coach.
I'll be going into straight coach mode.
NC State's Shaheem Battle is preparing to put on his second annual youth camp at the old Rocky Mount Athletic Stadium.
I scored my first touchdown here. You know, I came here, watched the high school team play, and this is where I kind of just started first watching football and kind of grew a passion for it.
His message resonates with kids because not that long ago, he was in their shoes.
It's just something that I wanted to have as a kid growing up. So, you know, now that I have a platform and the resources, I want to make sure that I can provide opportunities for kids. That's a good word. Good hip mobility. Got me a little exhausted.
Shaheem wears his Outta 252 logo with pride.
I embraced everything it was about being from here, and it's made me who I am today.
He made the state title game as a Rocky Mount junior. And is entering his fourth season as a starter at NC State.
Shaheem Battle the interception.
Just me personally coming to NC State, it was like playing in my hometown almost. Like, this is the closest I can get to playing in my hometown. And, you know, my family and my friends can come up and support me at any home game.
His parents have always helped keep him on the path to success.
To see my son come back and help the kids out, you know, that's awesome. And that's something he always wanted to do.
Shaheem hopes he can inspire other kids to follow his footsteps because he knows what can happen when you go astray.
Being from Rocky Mount, it's very easy to fall into the streets. And, you know, once I get past high school, then they see the bigger picture of, you know, it's not just about the streets.
Shaheem is living his dream of leaving Rocky Mount, but he'll never forget where he's from.
When I say 252, it's really heartfelt to me because I put the city on my back, and whenever I go play, I'm playing for them and they're playing with me.
If you want to attend Shaheem's camp, it's free next Saturday at the Rocky Mount Sports Complex football field. For kids ages 6 to 12, it's 3 to 4:30. For ages 13 to 18, it's 5:30 to 7. You can register on the Rocky Mount Parks and Rec event website. Victor Wembanyama looks like a player created in a video game. I mean, he barely has to jump for his head to be over the rim. He's basically the best prospect we've had since LeBron James. But even at 7'3", there's going to be some growing pains. Wembanyama and the Spurs taking on Brandon Miller and the Charlotte Hornets. Miller, the number 2 overall pick. Wembanyama's summer league debut. First quarter, you see why he's different. 7-footer with guard skills. Nice dish there for the dunk. Miller, polarizing pick at 2. Some thought Charlotte should have gone with Scoot Henderson. Not me. Miller had 16. Wembanyama looked a little clumsy at times, but fourth quarter, there's the 4-point play. Yeah, he's going to be fine. 9 points, 8 rebounds, 5 blocks. Spurs win 76-68. And if you can't win, watch the Bulls game tonight. You can watch on WRAL Plus. First pitch, 6:35 p.m. That's channel 34 and Spectrum 1257. They're going to host the Norfolk Tides, Julian.
All right. Hey, love the story about Shaheem. Way to go. He's just giving back to the community.
Great kid. Should be a great leader this year for NC State.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Pat. And thank you for joining us tonight. We continue to track that flash flooding warning in Wade County and 2-level severe storms for tomorrow. Don't miss WRAL News on Fox 50 at 10 and then again at 11 o'clock right here on WRAL. All right, do me a favor. Stay safe out there.